The God we worship himself, Jehovah himself, when you look at his own nature, it bespeaks what? Separation. And I don't have time to go into this. Because when you go to Isaiah, when you go to the book of Isaiah, and I think it's chapter 6. When you go to Isaiah, look at this now. Everybody focus on me because we're just run. This is a rundown before I go to the message of this day, which is really going to be long. Some of you are like, wow, you have already preached it. No. Please don't go there. Just allow me because I'm between here and Zambia, right? Yes. Now look at this now. And there's big revival. They're big, the whole nation. So listen to this now. He's saying, by his own, itakuwa ni uongo kukuja kulala hapa. Shetani asikudanganye. You have your bed at home, you sleep better there. Yes, so please, don't try. Usiudhi Mungu tafadhali, si ndio? Yes, you can cast the flesh, you know. So what I'm saying is this. Look at this, everybody. He's saying that our God that we worship, Jehovah, the God of Israel we worship, his own nature speaks about separation. That when Isaiah encountered the Lord, the first thing Isaiah cries is, "Oi, I'm a man of dirty lips. Oi, I cannot see the Lord." Because when he saw the holiness of God, he was shocked. Why? Everybody's focusing on me now. Because I said that holiness of the Lord, why? Look. Isaiah saw the cherubim, the seraphim, going around his throne saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." They kept doing that. And so when he saw the holiness of the Lord, he said, "Wow, I cannot even appear. I'm a man of what? Unclean lips." And I said, in Hebrew, the word holy, it translates, or derived really, is derived from the root word, from set apart. That if you come, for example, the priests, when the high priests came to serve, to stand before the Lord, there was always a writing on their turban. And that writing always said, "Holy unto the Lord," meaning set apart unto the Lord, separated for God. And today you don't see that separation at the altar. The altar is mixed with everybody. You know? They're running around for girls. What? I see everything in the church here. I even hear their wives crying. I hear everything. The Lord makes me hear. Oh, even globally, I hear everything. Whose wife is crying because he's getting close to which girl? Whatever. I know all. Some of you have seen the prophecies before they happened, until they happened, right? Until they flashed the news as big scandals, right? Hallelujah. The radio team. Remember I said, a woman with white hair, right? White hair, whatever. And then when the news came, she was really white hair, you know? So, but anyway, look at this now. He's saying that there is, the definition, that the reason the church has not understood how to to minister unto the Lord, is because the church has not even understood the holiness requirements of the Lord. That if you understood even the meaning of the word holiness, holy unto the Lord, it really just talks about set apart unto the Lord, separated unto the Lord. So when Isaiah hears this seraphim going around saying, "Holy, holy," in other words, Isaiah in the Hebrew terms or Aramaic, Isaiah is hearing them saying, "Set apart, set apart, set apart is our God." In other words, he hears them saying, "Separated, separated, separated is our God." So that if we understood that, then we would observe it as we appear. Right? Hallelujah. And then now, so I've said his own nature. Now, if you come to the book of the book of Revelation, chapter 4, also, when he's talking about the throne, then you hear the cherubim there also saying the same thing, right? So holy that even the 12 elders, we're not reading, the 12 elders have to bow down and remove their crowns owing to the holiness of God on the throne. Hallelujah. And I said, this is the scripture that inscribes, that codes for the fact that God is really separation. And even look at this now. Every time, like even when I gave the prophecy of the cloud coming, right? The cloud that's now in the church that has settled here. I said, and I saw heaven open and the cloud came all the way from there. Meaning, he is separated up there, right? So everything about our God, he says, our God himself, his own nature talks about separation. He is separated. And number two, I said, and therefore, those who worship him are required to observe that separation, right? Those are key things that you see coming out of this parable here. If he's talking about separation of the foolish church from the wise church, then we could as well now go deeper into this and understand, wow, what is his nature then? And he's essentially saying that even the people, the church, the saints that worship him, they are required to observe that separation that he is. Hallelujah. Separation from what? From the moral decay of this world. Yes. And so he's saying this, essentially. Number one, by his own nature he's separated. And those, number two, those who worship him are required to observe that separation. For example, to affirm that to you, you go to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 to 18. He says, be not yoked with unbelievers, for what fellowship is there between light and darkness? He says things there about separation, right? The separation that is demanded, is required of you, right? To be able to conform, to line up with his nature. If you really love and worship him. Hallelujah. Our God, by his own nature, he is separation. He is separated. He's set apart. And he requires of those that stand before him, that worship him, to be set apart, to be separated. Number three, then he says, and those that worship him, he demands that separation, look, be manifest in their lifestyle. So even as you say, he is separated, and those who worship him must separate out also, but he also demands, look, he demands that you beam it to the world. That look, I am separated. And he said, when you do so, that is the true definition of evangelism. That now you'll be evangelizing Christ. That when you separate and you beam it and you announce it to them, then he said, now you are beginning to evangelize Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. How awesome the gospel here. I don't know why these people in town, they do quick lunch hour service to collect money, right?